Rav Amar Rav says now, the Kula Yam, everybody could hold, I'll tell you, Yesh no Lesiris M'chilu V'yatsoif. Everybody could hold that you have to pay from the beginning till the end. When he's working, as long as it adds up to a pruta, really you're supposed to pay that much. Yesh no Lesiris M'chilu V'yatsoif. Well, the Kula Yam, everybody also holds, HaMekadosh B'milva, Eino Mekadoshes. If you Mekadosh it with just the milva, it should not be good. So really here, the Kedushin should not be chal then, because she owes you the money all along. So it's a milva. So at the end, you want to be mekadesha with the money that she owes you, it's a milva. So kedushin should not be chal. So why is the kedushin chal over here? I'll tell you like this. And also the kula yalma ain't umin koine mishvakli. Everybody holds that the man is not koine this ring. It's not his ring. Says so. What's the kedushin? How is the kedushin chal? Elohocha b'mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Hocha b'mayaskinon kigoin shehoisef lo noifach mishaloi. We're talking about the man adds on an ounce of gold from his own, an ounce of silver of his own. In other words, she gave him 10 ounces of silver to make a nice big ring. And the man on his own added on another ounce. And now he's giving it to Lashem Kedushin. This is the Machlekes. Could you do a Mekadosh like that? The kid's in the case where she gives you $10 and you give her back $11. Is that Kedushin or not? What's the Machlekes then? The Kedushin like, why not? No, you gave her something more. You gave her an extra ounce. Why shouldn't it be good for Kedushin? So it's like this. Rabbi Meir Sava, milva pruta, daita pruta. When you want to mekadesh somebody with a milva and a pruta, in other words, the actual ring that you owe her back, that's like a milva. But you're adding on another pruta. So the question is, what does she have her mind on? Is her mind on the ring or on the extra pruta? Rabbi Meir says that das is on the pruta, and therefore that's kesev, kedushin. For Rabbanan Tzav, we know, milva pruta. When you want to mekadesh an ish, you tell her, I have a milva and a pruta, I tell you daita a milva. With the bottom hold, her svara is that das is on the milva, and the milva is enam kadeshes. The money is not called around enam kadeshes. Over pluta dani tanoi, and this really is a machlokes tanoim. The tanya we learned like this: if somebody goes over to a lady and tells her like this, this cha shosisi imoch, I want to marry you with the work that I did for you already. In other words, I was your plumber. I fixed up your house already, so you owe me already $20. Those $20 you're supposed to pay me, I want to marry you with those $20. Instead of you paying me, I want to marry you with them. That's no good, because she already owes it to you. It's called the milva, and the kadosh b'milva is enam kadeshes. What about bischar she'ese imoch? Let's say the guy's a plumber and says, listen, you have a job, you have a flooded sink there. Listen, I'm going to go and fix it now, but I want to get married to you. So that's not it. So I'll marry you now by fixing your sink. I'm fixing your sink now, Lashem Kedushin. That would be the Kedushin. Be Masarek Kedushin there. I'll fix the sink right now. And fixing the sink, that's the money I give Lashem Kedushin. So, Vizchar She'esi Moch Mekudeshes. That's good. You're giving us something right now. You're working for right now. That's called good. Yeah. Now, Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Nosson says like this. Vizchar She'esi Moch, with the pay that I will work with you, Bishar she'esi moch that I will work with you, is enam kadeshes. He even that's no good. The whole shechein bishar she'esi moch. And for sure, if I say, listen, the job that I did last week, that you owe me the money, for sure that's not good for kedushin. Shem Nosson is a big chiddush. Why not? And Nosson says, if you told the lady, listen, I have a job to do by your house now, I'll do it now, the shame kedushin, Rabbi Nosson says, still it's no good. Bishar she'esi moch is still enam kadeshes. The whole shechein bishar she'esi moch. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Yomer, the Emes Amru, really it was said, the Emes Amru, Bein Vizchar Shosisi Moch, whether the work that I did for you already, or Bein Vizchar Shosisi Moch, whether the work that I will do for you, Einam Kedeshes. Also, he agrees to Rabbi Nosson, that in both cases, the Kedushin should not be Chal. Just, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi adds on and says, V'yem Hoisiv Lo Noifach Mishaloi, but if you add on a little bit more of your own, you add on some new money now of your own, Mekudeshes. That's what Yehuda adds on. So you see, he adds on this svar, if you add on a little bit more money right now, for that she's Mekudeshes. Like Rashi says, the Ksavah Gassiyos, Milvil Pruta, Daita Pruta. But Vilul Rebbe Nosson, Mashmer Rebbe Nosson argues and says, no, that Afagav Doisav Lo Enem Mekudeshes, the Daita Milva. Rebbe Nosson argues and says, no, since Lamaisi, you're telling I'm paying you for the work I'm going to do. In other words, they hold, even for the work that I'm going to do for you, they hold yeshno l'schiras metchilu v'yatsoif. Work that I'm going to do is a pshat, really you're supposed to pay me every minute I work for you. And you're not paying me every minute, you're paying me at the end first. So therefore, it all adds up to a milvah. So they held whether I'm going to work or whether I worked for you already, both cases is called the milvah. Therefore, ain't a mukadeshes. Rav Yehuda Anasi just adds on and says that if I'm going to add on extra money, so it's like a milvah and a pruta together, then I say she's mukadeshes. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so it says, now Ma'ika ben Tanakam the Rabbi Nosin, what's the machlokes in the Tanakam Rabbi Nosin? Whether the schar that I will work for you, can you get married as a kedushin chal or not? Ika benayu schiras, whether you hold yeshna leschiras mitchilu biyat soif or not. If you hold ein leschiras el leschiras only at the end, then you say the work that I will work for you, the kedushin is chal, because the pay is first chal at the end, then you're giving it all the shame kedushin, then it's very good. That's the machlokes. And Rabbi Nosson holds not like that. He holds ein leschiras yeshna leschiras mitchilu biyat soif. And therefore, whatever you're doing all along is called a milva. Therefore, it's ainu mekadeshes. Now, ben Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, what's the last machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and Rabbi Nosson? Igavenaya milva pruta. This machlokes that when the man adds on another pruta, not only with the milva. In other words, they both hold yeshdin leschiras mitchilav yasoyf. So it's called from the beginning until the end. And you're adding on a pruta. Is her das on the pruta? Therefore, she is mekadeshes. Or the dust is on the mill, but therefore saying them because that's not machlekes. Oma Shmuel, Shmuel says, no aloha now. Oma Shmuel, tabuch umein shekilkol chayiv l'shalim. If you gave a tabuch of your sheikhet, you went to the sheikhet, you brought him your animal, you raised, and you tell him, listen, I want to eat meat now, shech my animal for me. So you brought the sheikhet, the animal, and shekilkol, he did a bad job, he didn't do a good shechita, he made a treifa here. The locher is chayiv l'shalim. No, he has to tell you, he ruined your animal. He gave him a good animal, a kosher animal, and he made a kilkul, he's chayiv, he has to pay. Shechet has to pay, you're right. Right. And the chiddush is, even though he's a professional tabach, even though he's a professional shechet, still he has to pay. And what's Shmuel's lashon over here? Maziku, pasheyahu, his mama shamazik, he's called the pasheyah, it's his fault. And nasa, it's as if like this, if nasa koimel, as if I tell the guy, Shochet li mikan. Listen, you say you're a sheikhet, take the knife and hold it the right way and hold it by the neck and shech by the neck by the two simon and do a good shechita. Shochet li mikan. And he took the tail and shechted off the tail. That's what it looks like. Looks like he made the shechita the wrong way. Therefore he's chayiv. That's what it looks like. So Rashi says, Tabach umein shekilka chayiv. For the kol shechen hedjit. And of kol shechen, if you're not a sheikhet, you're a regular person. If you're not a bucky, if you don't know how to shech, you're not supposed to do in the first place. So Shmuel sang a chiddush. Even though you go over to Shmuel, the famous butcher, the famous sheikhet, and for some reason he slipped on the job now and he did a bit shechita, Shmuel, the sheikhet has to pay you. That's Shmuel's chiddush. For the Gemara, Lomali lemeima mazuko pesheyu. Why do you have to say the double oshin? That he's called a mazuk and it's called a pesheyu. What is this? He's a mazik, he has to pay you for the damage that he did. He ruined your shorish, you have to pay you for it. Samara says, Iyom a mazik, if he would have just said, Loshin is a maziku, I would have thought to say, Hani mili, when do we say this? Hani mili, heichad the kovid dischar. Only when you pay him. If you pay him to shech for you, and then he does a bad job, he has to pay you. Like you're paying him, he has to do extra well. You know, if you pay somebody, he has to do a good job. So Rashi said the kovid bischar the mazik chayiv biyoinsin the yodim mud liyolam ben shayvid ben mezid with the korale mazik lechayiv biyoinis shmamina biyoisa schar koma that when there's the fact you're paying him it's like he's working for you right now therefore it's like an odim mazik and Rashi says also o kamash mulon the pasheyahu lechoshev leoinis el apshia that le lemir manavshe shema tifachres abeim of yizoyevo come teach us that you call the pasheyahu also. Because he has to know when you shech, it's not so easy. It could be just when you're about to shech, the animal starts shaking around, he'll start moving his head, and you'll slip. So that's his double lashon. So again, what's the double lashon of mazik and pashay? Let me remember again, maziku pashayu. So it must be like this. Iyom a mazik, who would have just said the word mazik, who haven't been, I would have thought to say, hani mili, when is this said? Heichi the kovid the schar, maybe only when you pay him. Aval heichi the kovid the chino, maybe when he's a free butcher. Now this guy enjoys shechting. He says, whoever wants to bring the animal to me, I'll shech for free. Let's see if somebody like that. And you don't have to pay him. Loi, I would have thought to say, and then if he shechs, that makes a trefa. That he's potter, kamash malon pashayahu. No. not only is a mazik, but it's called a pesheya. Like once you take it into your control and you say, okay, I'm a shechet, I'll shecht for you. Once you agree to do it, you have to do a good job. And when you're shechting, the animal moves its head and you make hagrama, you make a psulim there, so therefore you're chayiv. That's the chiddush to say that you're called a pesheya, you're not called an onus. What is Eisvei Rav Choma Bar Guru Shmuel? So Rav Choma Bar Guru Yeskash to Shmuel. Says Aloha, Hanoi Saint Behemel Tabuch. If somebody gives his animal to the Tabuch, to the butcher, to the Sheikhit, the Nivla, and then the Sheikhit does a bad job, becomes an Avela, Umein Potter, Hed Yit Chayev. If the guy's a professional Sheikhit, so it's not his fault, you know, obviously, an accident happened, therefore he's Potter. But if the guy's a Hed Yit, he shouldn't have done it, therefore Hed Yit is Chayev. Let's say you pay the person though, then ben hedyid ben umen chayiv, whether it's a hedyid, whether it's an umen, in both cases taki yichayiv. So kofar v'sakasha, here we see that tabach shenivlo is umen is pota. Before Shmuel said mazuku pasheyu that yichayiv. So v'sakasha. Omaleis, he says back to him liakir moichacho. That's like Rashi says, like you have a disturbed brain. There's something's wrong here. Rashi says, like dirty water. In other words, there's something wrong with your brains. Another rabbanon came in. Like he's asking the same question. Go away with this question. No, that's not a good question. I'm telling you according to Rabbi Meir. Well, come recently, rabbanon. And you're telling me the rabbanon, like what kind of kasher is this? Amay loy daikis mili. Why aren't you medayik? Why don't you see clearly? Look in to see clearly what I'm saying. Shani yoyim, because I say maziku pasheyahu. I say this tabach is called a mazik and it's called a pasheyu. What does that mean? Nase koymaloy. It's as if the owner told the sheikhit, shoyt li mikan. I want you to shecht by the simon and do a good job. Veshochet loy mikan. And he shechted the other place. Yeah. So now, man is lehai svara. Who's the one that holds this svara? It's as if I told you like this. Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir Shita. The Yoma that says, mi boile le mirma nafshe, that Rabbi Meir is supposed to, that Rabbi Meir holds, a person is supposed to realize it himself. That's when you're a sheikhit, you can't say that, oh, it slipped. Oh, right now the head moved, a bad move, they made that rum, it's possible. I boile le mirma nafshe, you're supposed to be careful yourself and know about it. Therefore, that happens, Yechayiv. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. So that's what Shmuel said, you're Pasheya, you're a Mazik, that's going according to Rabbi Meir Shita. But the Rabbanon Avyu, according to Rabbanon Chami, it would be Bechinam, you'd be Pata. So Mar says, now where is this Rabbi Meir? How Rabbi Meir? Where is this Rabbi Meir? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Hor Rabbi Meir, this man we learn like this. Koshru Bola B'Maseira. If the owner tied up his shore with a string, V'no, before not Koron, he locked up the door well, he made a good shmirah, the yotzev hezek, and still the shore goes down and does damage. I tell you, bein tam, bein mu, it's chayiv, the Rabbi Meir. Whether it's a tam or it's a mu, it's still yichayiv. You see, Rabbi Meir holds that there's no shmirah for mu. In other words, you should have realized that no matter how well you lock it up, still something could happen. That's Rabbi Meir's svara. So you see, according to Rabbi Meir, a person's supposed to realize that accidents could happen. Yichayiv. So Gemara says, no. Hosam b'kroi pligi. Over there before we had the Shoshana Khamisha Rashi says, that's a Kosovo. There's some idea of Meir holds ain't Shmira Lamuit. He says, Elul Sakin, the Meir Shita before was. There's Nash Sukim that you have a Shur Hamuid, there's something else. There's no way to watch a Shur Hamuid, Yechai. But maybe other places though, Rameh doesn't say such a strong lotion of Iborda Lemir Manavshe. Where's this Rabbi Meir? Gemara says, Elohor Rameh, this Rameh. This now learned like this. Let Savoya Lai Adam. You gave somebody wool to dye for you red. Utsavaya Shocha, by mistake he dyed it black. Or El Shocha, you gave him to dye your wool black, but Savaya Odom, by mistake he dyed it red. Rabbi Meir says, Nisan Lay Demet Simroi. Rabbi Meir says, he has to pay back to you the Demet Simroi, he has to pay back to you the wool. No, it's called a Mazik. Even though Lukhurva, the guy made a mistake. And what happened here? You gave him wool to dye. He thought you said red. And really you're supposed to do it black. And you see, Rabbi Meir says, Yechayiv. So who you see when Meir holds such a svara that Yechayiv? So Gemara says, no, Hoslem v'yedayim kolimina. What kind of raya is over there? So Rashi says, sheniskavin l'shane. There it's much worse. Like there, I told you clearly, dye it red. And you did it black. So it's called like v'yedayim, you went and made a change on it. Therefore, there Yechayiv. So that's not a good case of our Rameh, where you want here, where by mistake, you made a mistake by the shechita, still you should be chayiv. So where is this for a man that holds, even if you make a little mistake, still you're chayiv? This now we learned like this. Nishbaru kadoi. If you're walking in the street and you slip and you broke your pitcher, v'loy silkon, you didn't pick it up. Nofla gomla, or else your camel fell down. V'loy hamida, you didn't pick it up. Rabbi Meir v'ay mechayiv v'nizokin. If somebody trips over them now, it's like you're boring mechayiv for it. V'chom mar mepotah, chom nistay yepotah medina yodah mechayiv medina shemayim. The camel over there, we passed him. What was the shallow there? The nisko pesheyu pligi. So machlekes of nisko, somebody trips. Is he a peshay or not? You see, according to Rabbi Meir, a person is supposed to be careful when he's walking not to trip. That's called the Bode Lemir Manashi. You should watch yourself not to trip. Even tripping is also called a peshay, according to Rabbi Meir. All right, turn over. Yeah, the kind one over there we hold. Peniska peshay you pliki. So that's Rabbi Meir. Omer Rabba Bar Bachonon Rabbi Yechonon Tabach Umayn Shekilkol Chayiv. Now Rabba Bachon also says, name Rabbi Yechonon, that if you give your shor to a shoychit and he does a bad job, he makes it kilkol. He has to pay you. Ve'afilu hu oimen hu umayn kitavchi tzipuri. Even though he's a very good professional shoychit, still he has to pay. L'maisa, he did damage to you, and therefore he has to pay. But the Gemara Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon say like this: Omer Rabba Bar Bachonon, Uv Devei Kaimed Rabbi Yechonon. What happened once? The case of this in front of Rabbi Yechonon, the Chnishta Demoin, and this place Chnishta Demoin, in this place it happened. The Omalei Aisi Raya Demamches LaTanagrelim. Go bring me a proof that you're a mumcha, that you know how to shech Tanagrelim. In other words, the Shechet made a bad job on a chicken. He made a trefa. So he just said, bring me, let me see a smicha. Just prove it to me that you're a professional, that you're a mumcha, that you're not a shecht. V'yiftucha. And then I'll pat to you. In other words, obviously, it was an oimus that happened. It's not your fault. So here you see, if you're a tabach, if you're a professional guy, then you're potter. So after you say, v'yechon, and said, yechayiv. Where's the lakasha? Kam b'chin and kam b'schar. Enechnami. You're only potter here, the case was for free. But when I pay you, then it's different. Then the maestri is getting paid to do a job, and even by a mistake, other, like we had before, other mu'ud li'olam, any little mistake you make, you chayiv for. Ki hodi yomer Rabbi Zeira, ha'roitza she yischayiv loy tabach. If you want that, when you give your animal to a butcher, if you want to make sure if anything goes wrong, he'll have to pay you. Is yaktim loy dinner. The best thing is pay him before him. Make sure you pay him for the shechita. Therefore, if any mistake that he makes, he'll be achro his chayiv for it. Basically, have a kasha. Says Allah Ha'amayla Chitim Litchon. If you give your wheat to the grinder, V'loy lost the sun, and he forgot to moisten it first, V'yost the subin, it didn't come out good, it came out subin. Rashi says gasim, the flour came out thick. Or imursin, it came out bad. Same thing, Kemach L'natchon, he gave flour to the baker, V'yostim pasni pulim, and he made bad bread. Rashi says bread that broke, broken bread. Rels behemel of tabach, he gave the animal to the tabach, to the sheikhid, V'nivlo, and the tabach made a bad job, became an avela chayiv. Because he's like getting paid for it. Even though you're not paying him, it's as if he's being paid. So who you see, even Bechinam also he has to pay. Almost called it Pshiyahu. Even though it's a Shemechinam, it should also be Chayiv. So not like we said before, only when he gets paid. So Mara says, no, Amir rather says, Mifneishu Noisei Socha. Not Kin Noisei Socha, it's not like he's getting paid, but here we're talking about when he is getting paid. If he's getting paid, then Lamaise, if something goes wrong, he has to pay for it. So Mara says, Ahu Magramusa. There was a Shchita. Magrusa, that's a Psul Shchita of Hagroma. Rashi says, Shochat Mitoich Achas Hatabois, Vihigrim. Kids say, you made the Shchita a little bit too high up, above the Simonim. That's called Megramusa. The Yosef was Shaila, if the Shchita was a good Shchita or not. Osla came with the Rav, they brought it from the Rav Torfei, which Rav said it's a treif, it's no good. Ulpotri la tabach mulishlumei, denei. And the Yosef said the tabach is potter. Sound like it was an honest, it's not his fault, therefore he said you're potter from pain. Poga be Rav Kana, then he met Rav Kana of Ravasi. Bugav, they met up with that person. Omule, they said, Ovu b'chor Rav Tarti. They said, Rav did two things to you. My tarti, what do you mean to say that Rav did two things? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Tata Ligriyusa, that the two things that Rav did was both wrong, he did two wrong things here. What's the two wrong things? First of all, the boy Leli Ashure. First of all, maybe should have been kosher. Kareb Yosef Reb Yehuda. So maybe this Hagrom is kosher. So Machloik is exactly when the Hagrom is posel. So first of all, he should have passed into you that this Hagrom is kosher. V'tor for Kerabonin. And by mistake, he told you straight for like Rabonin. V'inami is V'inami Kerabonin. And even if you want to say the loch is like the Rabbanan, that's a treifa, the boiler lechiyuv letavcha, he should have made the tavach pay money. Since the tavach is the one that made this animal a treifa, he's chayiv, he's a mazik. So that's what they said, that Rav did like two things wrong. For the Gemara, are they allowed to say this? Umisharu lemeimek yagavna, are they allowed to say this? For a tani we learned, like a shayotz, when somebody comes out from a psak din, lo yom you should not say, ani mezakeh v'chaveru machayovim, I would have said it's muta, and he said it's asa. You're not allowed to say this. Like if Rav Paskin, so you're not allowed to tell to this person that received the psak, like that psak is wrong. My chaver is over me. And such a thing like this pasuk says, it's not nice. So the kids said they wouldn't have said these things that they did two wrong things. El around the case is Tati Lemayuso. He meant to say Rav did two good things. To loy ochla sofik yisuro. First of all, he didn't let you eat something that's awesome. He said it's treif, it's better off that way. And also he held you back from Safik Zela. Because it's a shayla if he has to pay you for the money or not. So therefore he held you back from Safik Zela, therefore he did the right thing. Rashi says, the Iksheri have a tabach pot, that's the pshah. It was a Safik here if the shchita was posel or not, was treifa. So he didn't say he has to pay. Because on the tzad that the halacha is the shchita was a good shchita, then the tabach doesn't have to pay money. So it's very good that Rav said the tabach how moitz mechaber all over raya, you don't have to pay. It's a suffix if you're a mazik or not. Because maybe the halacha is the shchita is a good shchita. Therefore, he did two good things. He said, don't eat the meat because it's a suffix if it's kosher or not. But he also said you don't have to pay the money because of a suffix zeila. Itma learned like this.
Hamare dinner leshulchani. If you want to show a shulchani, that's a coin chain, a man that changes over coins, like you want to ask him, is this coin a good coin? Like you want to buy the coin of somebody, and you want to know if it's a good one or not. And he said it's okay, v'nimtzera. And then we found out he told you the wrong thing, telling you the wrong advice, that this coin you can't use, that the coin is a bad coin, it's not usable. So lochris, was he mazik you or not? So Tony Chode, one brisa we learned, Umein Potter. That if he's an Umein, the one that did this, so he made a mistake, so his Potter is not called a Mazik. Hedyit Chayiv, but if he's only a Hedyit, he had no right really to do it. Therefore he's Chayiv, he was Mazik you. For Tani Yidach, another brisa we learned like this. Bein Umein, Bein Hedyit Chayiv. Whether the person's an Umein, whether he's a professional, or whether not, still the Meister is Chayiv. So who's the Stira? So Marin says, Amra Popo, Kitanyu Umein Poto, when do we say the locher is that if he's an Umein, if he's a professional, then Lamaisi's Poto is like an honest, it's not his fault. When is the Poto going to Nochi, the Iser, was talking about where the case is, the Danki, the Iser. That was the thing. Rashi says, Shochoni Umnen Hoya. They mean there's a Shuchin, a money exchanger that was used to, he was a professional. If so, if he's a professional one, he doesn't have to learn, like he knows it clearly. If so, such a person like, so what was his mistake then? So Mor says, Toyo besichto charato. He made a mistake by new sichto. Rashi says, that means, shenifsalam adbeya, vehemidu tsuracheros. Like the king now just came out with a new coin, and said the old coin is no good. And this they did not know. So such a thing has come out like an onus, therefore he is potter. The isha saw the nofka mitusei sichta, because at that time, that's when the new coin, the new tzura came out, and he didn't know about it, that's when he's potter. But otherwise, he'd be chayav, because he should have known, it was his pshia. So Mora says that he isha saw there was a lady, the ach saw dinro the Rebbe Chia, that she showed her coin the din at Rebbe Chia, to see if it was a good coin, if the coin is valid, if it could be used or not. Oh, Malo, so he said to her, Mal Yehu, it's a very good one. Like, take it, you could use it. Lamocher Osla Kaime, to the next day he came in front of her, V'yomrulay, and she said to him, Achzisei, V'yomrulay, Bishehevi, that I showed it. In other words, she said that she showed it to somebody else, and the person said, it's a bad coin. V'loy Konofagli, and I couldn't use it. So Amalei L'Rav says so. Rabbi Chiya told to Rav, Zil Chalfein Halei, go give her another one. In other words, I made a mistake, let me pay for it. The cost of a pinkasin, write down in my book, that din esek bish, that I did something wrong here. So Mashmi said he's chayiv to pay her. So more is the question, why? How come before we had a svara that if it's simple coins that you don't make mistakes on, so you know about it, so you should be potter? Here also you should have been potter. So more says, Mishum, the reason was why before, Mishum Deloy Tzricha L'migma, they don't have to learn. They know it, they're professionals. If so, Rabbi Chiya Nami Lav L'migma Kobayosu doesn't have to learn. So if so, like it wasn't his mistake, Mishum, the same thing happened, it was Nifsal, now that they changed the coin right now, so if so, how come he has to pay for it? So Marian says, Rabbi Chiya Lefnim Mishura Sadin Hudi Ovid. He did something like more than he was supposed to. He did Lefnei Mishura Sadin. The Tony Rabbi Yisrael, like Rabbi Yisrael says, that the Pasuk says, V'yodat Olehem Ze Beis Chayehim. Es Aderech Zugnulat Chasodim. Yechol Zubik Acholim Bozul Kfura Samaisa Zuadin Hashiyasun Zul Lefnei Mishura Sadin. That there's such an inyan sometimes to go Lefnei Mishura Sadin. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this lesson more again tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
The Yehudim Daf Kufa Meralef on top. Again, this lesson more again was a Meister that Rabbi Chiya Nami, even though he learned Halachos and he wasn't supposed to pay him back the money, so the Gemara says the last Meister was Rabbi Chiya Lefnim Mishura Sadin Hu Diyavid. He did more than he was supposed to do it. Kedetani Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef learned. Now, V'hoidat olehem, the Gemara on Daf Kufa Meralef on top. V'hoidat olehem, the Pasuk